Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about the art of creating great relationships. This is because over the past few weeks, I've heard myself say that I've been blessed with some of the best relationships anyone could ever hope to have. So I thought perhaps, maybe, it would be a good idea to share how one develops great relationships. The first thing that is necessary for one to be authentically themselves is to be very authentic themselves. It is very difficult for anyone to feel close to someone who has a bunch of defenses up to protect themselves from emotional hurt. And I know that all of us in life have been emotionally hurt by certain people in our lives. However, through working with a lot of people over these years, the people who have really high defense mechanisms up to protect themselves are the ones who feel all alone in the world. And because of that, they don't feel close to anyone. So, be authentic, be yourself, and allow people to get to know who you are and what you care about. How do you be authentically yourself? Recognize, first of all, that none of us is perfect. This certainly ourselves. And once this is understood, it becomes much easier to accept others for who they are. Understand that we each have idiosyncrasies. Sometimes it might make us a little crazy. However, they're also what make us us. And they're also the things that we tend to miss the most once a person is no longer in our lives. Second, when you're with other people, really be present with them. Turn off your phones, look them in the eyes, and speak to them. Be present. You know when someone is multitasking, even if you're on the phone. And you also know how that makes you feel. So be with them. Talk to them. More importantly, listen to them. This is the best gift that anyone can get from another person, given all the distractions that take us away from those we say we love and care about so much. Third, if you notice that there's something that you can do to help a person's life be easier, go ahead and offer to do that thing for them. I did that with my present landlady when I noticed when we go out to breakfast, she'd be eating pancakes with high fructose corn syrup, if you will. Total garbage, totally bad for her. So I offered to make her meals. We went grocery shopping together. She bought the food. I cooked it. I gave her half. So we both made out. Win-win. Come up with creative problems that you can solve for other people that will make your life easier. Fourth, give up having to be right all the time if you're one of those types of people. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, and the best way to deal with opinions is to listen to them, look at it from that different perspective, and see if maybe your opinion might change. If not, we're all entitled to our own opinions. That's why they're called opinions. Five, be available to help out when a friend calls and is in real need. You know, I believe that I have as much support as I do because I have never been one to shy away from being there when someone really needed me. It could be anything as simple as babysitting my godson and his sister, to having to move my mom multiple states to get her into a safer place to live. It's really easy to be there when people are having a good time and having fun. But true friends are there when they're called to be there. Now, that doesn't mean that you're to be used and abused by people, because it needs to be a give and take. However, we do need to be there when our friends need us. And then, in all likelihood, you'll have people there when you need them, because we all need others to help us sometimes. And remember, most people are not mind readers. They're not psychic. So go ahead, ask for what you need, what you want, and you may be absolutely shocked to know how many times you'll get a yes in response to your query. 6, drop the judgmental attitudes. I don't know what it is about some people, but they seem to think that they know more about another person's life and what they need to do than the person themselves. And that's when they really have no idea what's going on behind closed doors or what perhaps the larger picture is that the other person is dealing with in their life. To be a good friend, just listen, give your best guidance, and if there's something that you feel that they need to hear, ask if they would like your suggestions. And only then give those suggestions. Because too often people are really pushing their ideas down other people's throats, and it really feels horrible. Think about the last time someone was telling you what you had to do or what you should do and how you felt about it. Probably not very good. But if someone makes a suggestion, or if they say, I really love you and that's why I'm telling you this, it's not easy for me, well, that has a much deeper meaning, because you know it's coming from heart and care. And you still may not agree with them. However, usually when it's stated in that manner, you may find yourself agreeing more often than disagreeing. I know that's true in my world. 7, do your best every day to be your best. That doesn't mean that every day you'll be great. Far from it. All it means is that you're doing the best you can with whatever concerns you have going on at the moment. If you say or do something that's less than agreeable to someone else, have the self-respect to apologize and ask what you can do to make up for it. We're all human beings, relating to one another. And most of us realize that anyone can have a bad day, put their foot in their mouth, or just lose it. So long as you acknowledge your own behavior, most people will forgive you and move on. 8, and this is the most important one of all, stop beating yourself up for not being perfect or not knowing things you couldn't know. When one does this, it shows by the acceptance of others for who they really are. Having unrealistic expectations of ourselves and other people is only going to be a formula for resentment in the end. I've seen it too many times with my eating disorder, kids who have that perfectionistic quality, and they were miserable. So, just be the best that you know how to be. Accept those things that you do that maybe you're not so happy with. Do what you can to correct them, forgive yourself, and move on. Great relationships are formed over time with demonstrated trust and respect, love and compassion for one another. Love to me is demonstrated simply by caring about others and being interested in their lives. In this world where too many people are more interested in what they can gain from others, so distracted with all the electronics around them, showing interest and caring, compassion and trust are deeply needed and wanted by those you call your friends and family. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from.
to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.